This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
There's something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. I did a double backflip, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. And make you wanna holla, hidey-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Holiday weekend travels exceeding expectations as drivers take advantage of the lowest Memorial Day weekend gas prices since 2021. ABC's Melissa Don says air travel also busy.
With a record-breaking 3 million passengers, it's a lot because TSA overall expects 18 million people to be flying in and out of the U.S. throughout all this time in the Memorial Day weekend.
President Trump travels back to Washington today. He'll take part in Memorial Day ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery tomorrow. Today in Minneapolis, ceremonies marking 5 years since the death of George Floyd. Saturday, there was a vigil and a ceremony in Uvalde, Texas. It was 3 years since the elementary school massacre that left 19 students and two teachers dead. And one of the biggest sporting events of the year today in Indianapolis. It's the Indianapolis 500 with 350,000 people expected to attend. This is ABC News. ABC News spoke with the former Air National Guardsman sentenced to 15 years in prison for leaking classified military information online. Jack Texera said he would do it again because he wanted to educate people about the true goings-on in the military. ABC's Lindsay Davis has more.
As an IT specialist in the National Guard, Texera had a top-secret security clearance, one the Pentagon says he needed to do his job. But prosecutors say he exploited that access. According to the indictment, another document shared included discussing a plot by a foreign adversary to target United States forces abroad.
I love the United States, and I'm glad to have been born here and raised here because I think this is the greatest country on earth.
An attorney for Texera filed an application for a pardon from President Trump on Wednesday.
One person was killed, two others were hurt after an explosion on board a boat that was transporting sewage in New York City Saturday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Very nice today with a good amount of sunshine with a high of 68. Winds will be northeast 3 to 8. Partly cloudy tonight, low 43. Partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 70. Partly to mostly cloudy and not as cool tomorrow night, low 47. And gray skies on Tuesday with areas of light rain, high 68. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 66 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
That time I was unaware that love was around me everywhere, but somehow I did not know. And I've learned to live with things that I cannot change. It took me so long to get to this place, but I have the right.
Every fear.
for the pain it caused. And I felt bitterness and deep despair, and struggled with life ain't fair at all. Yeah, I carried that cross, and I prayed to find my strength as I fell down to my knees. And in my darkest hour, it was faith that set me free. And I have a right,
I have a right,
I have a right. I've been through hell and back, but I survived. Yeah, and I'm stronger,
stronger.
I conquer,
conquer
every fear that held me under. I'm seeing life through different eyes. I have a right.
Good stuff. I've been standing here just watching you all night. And I think I've even caught you watching me a couple times. If I don't ask, I'll never know. This may sound dumb, but here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight? Me neither. I'm glad that we agree, believe me. That's a big relief. Well, this place is awful crowded and this music is so loud. Would you like to go and grab a bite to eat? Me neither. It's nice to finally meet a girl who doesn't move too fast. I was only checking, that's the reason that I asked. Relationships need time to grow. You and I should take this slow. Darling, tell me, would you like to dance? Me neither. I was just being polite, thank goodness. My feet are much too tired, I'm sure you're tired too. I can see an empty booth. Would you like to maybe sit and talk a while? Me neither. We never get along, I'm thinking. There's no chemistry at all, this has been a waste of time. And I'm running out of lines, don't you think it's time for me to end this song? Me neither.
We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. I know we
isn't you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. It's a Santa Margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hook, and I'll see you next summer. See you next summer. Now this ain't. See you next summer. I'll see you next summer.
That was Brian Kelly with See You Next Summer on Country and Community. Good morning. My name is Timothy, and I'll be here till 6 this evening playing some great music, and I'll have news and information for you as well. Right now, we have mostly sunny skies, and we're now up to 67 degrees. Tony Schumacher had predicted a high of 68, but I think we're going to go beyond that. Maybe we'll hit 70 today. Who knows? We'll see how nice Mother Nature is today. Winds, though, are out of the west at around 6 miles per hour. So it is a little bit on the breezy side, but still not bad at all. We can't complain about this Memorial Day weekend. And I remember a few days ago, they were talking about maybe a chance of rain on Memorial Day. Sorry about that. Get that out, Tim. Yeah, but it looks like now it's going to be partly sunny and pleasant on Memorial Day and a high of 70. And then looking ahead, just to let you know, Friday, high 77, and possibly we'll hit the 80s on Saturday, but they say a high 79. But that can always change. It's still a little ways off, but looks pretty good, folks. It looks like spring and summer is finally sticking around here in southwest Wisconsin. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a mixed breed tabby cat, gray and brown with black stripes and a white undercoat. It was lost in the Pleasant Valley Drive area. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-383-0506. Then found between SR and AA, 150-piece auto-fuse assortment kit. You can call 608-383-3818 if you feel you are the owner of that kit. Just to let you know that tomorrow, Memorial Day Mass at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley will be held. That'll be at 9 in the morning. Following the service, there will be refreshments and fellowship in the church basement hall. This year, there will also be a small sale at St. Killian's Church, items which can be purchased with a free will donation. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is seeking parade participation for the upcoming Memorial Day Parade. Parade participation is encouraged with veterans leading with the colors, school marching bands, or patriotic displays. The parade kickoff is at 10 on Monday at Park and 3rd Street. It will proceed down Church Street to the Richland Center Cemetery with a route of about 7 blocks. The Memorial Day ceremony will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery starting at 10:45. Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans with Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will have the troop carriers available for the Memorial Day Parade for veterans who cannot participate in marching with the colors. For more information, give a call to 608-647-4884.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Join American Legion Post number 350 for a special veteran show on May 31st at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. The show starts at 1 p.m. Come early and enjoy a hot pork sandwich served up starting at 11 a.m. All to support our local veterans and post number 350. That's May 31st. Great food, powerful stories, and hometown pride. Support those who served. American Legion Post 350. Come have breakfast on the farm The 41st Annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors, do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it!
100.9 WRCO.
We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hang it, bartend, for another round. Here's to our best, bad decision, situation, no condition, so and memories we all need to drown. So fill your cup and raise it up, jump in and join the club and throw this whiskey river reservoir. Spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
Cause up in here, not the only loving left or lost, and the only one who's ever swam against the tide. Thinking this is your oasis, it's the safest of the places that a broken heart can find a hide. So hear the toast, coast to coast, with a big old adios to
coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift and I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west. Pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. Wasn't looking for love, but thank God I found it. So I keep punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you.
Just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow. New day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home to house again. These days, all I hear is an echo of you saying, baby, don't go in your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place. Where I
again.
Hudson Westbrook with House Again at 11:34. Temperature, we are hitting our projected high, 68 degrees. Winds are out of the west, though, at around 11 miles per hour. A little windier than what Tony had predicted it's supposed to be. But I don't know. I have a feeling we're going to hit that 70-degree mark today. We'll wait and see what happens. But 68 beautiful degrees out there right now under mostly sunny skies. Man. Couldn't ask for a better Memorial Day weekend, and I'm so glad it is good, especially with all the ceremonies going on there. And be sure to take in a ceremony tomorrow. We got one right here in Richland Center, and around the area surrounding communities are going to have ceremonies as well. Go out and honor those who lost their lives to keep us free and make our country great. So it's a good time to do that. But like I say, I know everybody's enjoying their three-day weekend with whatever activities they have, but it's nice to take out a little bit of time for that and even go and remember those that you know personally, you know, your family members or relatives or friends. Go and honor them, you know, maybe visit the cemetery and honor them at their grave and, you know, just remember them on Memorial Day as well. But yeah, can't complain one single bit. But I'll be here all weekend, be bringing you some great music. I'll be here today, and then I'll be here tomorrow as well, too. So happy to have you listening to WRCO. And if you're from out of town, thank you for listening as well. We hope you're enjoying your time here in the area, and hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend as well. And the Brewers, well, they haven't been enjoying their Memorial Day weekend. They've lost two in a row in Pittsburgh, and we won't even talk about Friday's game. That was a bummer right there. And yesterday's game didn't go well either. But the Brewers are looking for a split in that series. They are playing the series. Is a four-game series against Pittsburgh. So maybe the Brewers will come back and win today and take a split in that series. And hopefully they can get a streak going where they're playing some good baseball and getting themselves above the 500 mark. But anyways, today's game, the first pitch is going to be at 12:35, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at around noon. Next up, Lori White with Ready, Willing, and Able.
A heart can be lonely only so long. Baby, don't worry, 'cause somebody cares. Call out my name and I'll be right there. If you need a shoulder strong enough to lean on, if you need a hand that feels like a glove, if you need a heart, strong enough to lean on, if you need a hand
teardrops fell on Mama's note as I read the words she wrote. She said, "We miss you, son. We love you. Come on home." Well, I didn't have to pack. I had it all right on my back. And I'm 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home. Lord, I'm tired and all alone. I'm 500 miles away from home. It's hard to tell what state I'm in, where I'm going or where I've been. There's a dream I've been following so long. Mama knew everything I'd done, she'd forgive them everyone. But I'm 500 miles away from home.
Was Royal Wade Kimes with 500 Miles Away From Home. Our time is 11:46. We are now at 69 degrees in Richland Center, so it looks like we're going to hit the 70-degree mark, folks. That'll be awesome for today. And mostly sunny skies out there right now. And the top of the hour, after ABC News, I'll have the news at noon. I'll have local news, vital statistics. Tony Schumacher will have weather. And then I'll have a sports report. Following that, we'll have some more great music to take us through the afternoon right here on WRCO. And then coming up tonight is Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI@MWT.net.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Representative Van Orden has already decided to kick our neighbors off Medicaid by voting for the Republican budget bill. These cuts to Medicaid will also be devastating to rural communities, with the loss of hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. The decision now is in the hands of the Senate and Senator Ron Johnson. We need to ask him if he agrees with Representative Van Orden that sick Wisconsinites should give up their health care so millionaires and billionaires like him can get a tax cut. Providing health care to our sick neighbors, friends, and family on Medicaid is not waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. It is our tax dollars helping to care for those we care about. Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. President Trump calls this a big, beautiful bill. Instead, it is a big billionaire bonanza, handed to billionaires by stripping health care away from those of who need it. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
WRCO 100.9.
Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time. I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my I believe.
drinks off at college. Talking to mom on the phone one night. Getting all caught up on the gossip. The ins and outs of the small town life. Settle by the way, son. Old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side,
other side.
It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eyes. He said, raise my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. To tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see.
I can't quote the good book. Don't know the chapter or the verse.
But you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live.
This can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
Now I'm flying high.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told West Point graduates Saturday they were the first class to graduate in the new golden age of America, as he touted some of his initiatives. But his plan to remove diversity efforts led one West Point professor, Graham Parsons, to tell ABC he's resigning.
They're telling us what to think and what to think about. That's not appropriate, and we shouldn't be doing it.
There are Memorial Day events planned across the country tomorrow. President Trump will take part in an event at Arlington National Cemetery. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he wants the president to be able to sign a new spending bill into law by July 4th as he called on the Senate to make minimal changes to the bill that passed the House. Events in Minneapolis today marking 5 years since the murder of George Floyd by a police officer and getting closer to the green flag of the Indianapolis 500. 350,000 people expected to attend. This is ABC News.